I graduated from the George School, which is a private coeducational prep school in Philadelphia, in 1958, and went into the military. After going through advanced infantry training, I was transferred to the Pentagon, where I worked for the Radio Frequency Engineering Office. I finished there, and then I joined the White House Army Signal Agency in May of 1959. I served under Eisenhower from May of 1959 until he got out of office, and then I served under Kennedy until I left the service in August of 1961.
What the bodies looked like, although they did discuss the fact that there were bodies.
Extraterrestrial
bodies, yes. Army Air Force was, or the Air Force at that time, was very, very much concerned about Blue Book. And there were strict regulations involving anything that had to do with the reporting of a UFO or talking about a UFO. If you wanted to ruin your career, and it was told to us, I was an enlisted man, I was the lowest thing down on the totem pole, and that was made clear to us that if we wanted to mess up our career, the thing that we could do fastest was to talk about UFOs, that we were being groomed for top secret and above, and that we certainly would not be cleared for any kind of confidential material should this be released. And you saw an awful lot. You saw a lot of the pictures. Most of the pictures we have seen duplicates of today. Some were, the pictures that I saw were, I think, maybe a little bit better. They were taken by Air Force pilots, as well
pictures of
the UFOs. Yes.
So they actually had pictures of UFOs in these.
Oh, indeed they did. Yes, not only the Air Force, but some were taken by civilian pilots. Some were taken by Marine Air Corps pilots. And some were foreign. There were probably 1,500 reported cases at that time that were, I guess you'd say, eligible to be printed or to be put in Blue Book. And the findings that were put in there were highly scientific, and they were highly gone over by the people that knew what they wanted to put in there. This information was information that would never get out to anyone else, but it was designed for the use of particular military personnel. And so what was there was extremely exact and specific. The White House itself has a huge comm center in the basement. It's run by the Air Force, but the Army's there. Every place where the president would go, including Camp David, has a comm center that deals specifically with presidential traffic. The president would discussed with me what possibly could happen should there be a revelation. Is that what your question was? And he was talking about being erased. And I said, "Matt," I said, "what do you mean, erased?" He said, "yes." He said, "you will be erased." I said, "how do you know all this?" Or something to that effect. And he said, "I know." He said, "those threats have been made and carried out." He said, "those threats started way back in 1947. Army was given, the Air Force, excuse me, was given the absolute control over how to handle this. This being the biggest security situation that this country has ever dealt with, and there have been some erasures." I know is that he was very convincing, and when he said this, and he was in a position to know. He was much older than I, and he had been involved with the CIA and then the DIA both. And well, then it wasn't DIA, but he was involved with the CIA. And so he knew what he was talking about. I mean, he wasn't just kidding. So I guess fear has done it. And